you made of this England-New Zealand on one day series? You know, a real sort of interesting brand of cricket being played by England.
Yeah, it's been brilliant to watch as a spectator, a fan, to see England at last catch up with the rest of the world and realise this is what you have to do if you're going to compete at the highest stage. It's a shame it's come 6 months too late, but better late than never. It's been great to watch. The players selected in this one is what a lot of players were saying should have been selected for the World Cup. And it's been great to watch. It's been a great brand. Hales and Roy have not got firing yet as a pair, but they've given us some terrific starts and set the tone of everyone to follow. You've got Morgan back to his best. When he plays like this, he's as good as anyone. You've got Joe Root, who's as stylish as any player in the world. You got Butler, who's as exciting as any player in the world. That's including De Villiers and McMullen and Gale in that. So it's got everything on the batting front. I think on the bowling, it just still needs a little bit of fine-tuning, needs a little bit of work doing, especially our bowling at the end. We still seem to be not getting that right. But that will come, and hopefully we keep improving. And we don't fall behind every other team before the next World Cup. We've got to keep moving forward and keep looking for new players who might come into this side.
Do you, as a former player, get a chance to have any sort of input with the current squad, Darren? Because you knew a thing or two about bowling at the death.
I've had conversations with a couple of people about things, but not specifically to help out on the coaching front. So we'll see what happens down the line there. We've got some good bowlers, like I said. It just has to be fine-tuned. And hopefully that will happen as the summer goes on. And eventually, we've got 3 years to plan for the next World Cup. That's where we're going to be judged. We can't afford a disaster like we have this time. And we've just got to keep ahead of it rather than just, you know, all right, this is the way we're going to play now and we'll keep it like this. You've got to watch what every other country's doing and just keep up with the flow. Otherwise, you fall behind. We've just got to remember as well, this New Zealand side is not the side that finished runners-up in the World Cup. Vettori, the best left-arm spinner in the world, is gone. Southie was injured, now Broke Bolt's injured. They're missing Anderson, one of the most exciting all-rounders and a big player for New Zealand. They're missing, I forgot his name now, the other bowler they had in the World Cup, Milne, the pacey,
yeah. Pacey Milne, one. Yeah.
So they're missing him. So this is not the New Zealand side. Let's just be reasonable on this. They came runners-up in the World Cup. Their batting is exciting, and that's the same, but their bowling has had huge changes, and that's where you notice a side is on the bowling. You need to get a balance on the bowling right, and you need to get into a rhythm, and both sides really have not quite hit the straps running with the ball.
You mentioned balance there, Darren. What about the balance between bat and ball in sort of ODIs and T20s? Where does that lie for you? Is it too much in the favour of the batsman at the moment?
Of course it is. You don't need that batting power play. I think that's the batting power play is, I think, is a ridiculous idea. The one what you can use down the order. And the fielding positions, which they had, where you have to have these restrictions. It's not fair now for the bowler. They're getting bigger bats. The boundaries tend to be shorter as well for the excitement for the crowd. They've got to give some credit to the bowlers at some point. And you still want lots of boundaries, but I think it's just gone too far now, where a par score now is 350.
Let's move on to the Ashes, Darren. We spoke to you ahead of the 2009 series, and you very, very correctly predicted an England win when not many were. Not many people predicting an England win this time around, but what are your thoughts going into this one?
I think we'll win one. I think we'll win a test match. Might even win two if we're lucky. But I just think Australia have too much in all departments, unfortunately. You never know. You only have to look back to 2005. The way we played in that one day series going as seriously back. His performance against New Zealand might just have done that in the one day. It might just say, whoa, the field factor might just get England on a roll and everyone full of confidence. The field factor, the supporters, it might just carry England through. You don't know, but if you were to say on paper, Australia, everything, they've got Harris back, I would say they're just going to use him in probably 3 out of the 5 test matches. We know he's had injury problems and he didn't go to the West Indies.
You mentioned the Australian bowlers there, Ryan Harris, Mitchell Starc, Mitchell Johnson. What about these sort of young England, or not so young, but New England bowlers coming into the side? Mark Word, Mark Footit's been named in the preliminary Ashes squad at the moment. How do you sort of rate those?
Yeah, it looks like England now are going down the route. They picked the Overtons for the One Days, which were a surprise to a few because Craig has not played in any of the T20 games this year. And Jamie had gone for 10 and, I think, what has he got for 10 and over in the 12 overs he's bowled. So them two were surprise picks for the One Day squad. Now the Test squad is slightly different. I think Footit deserves a chance in the preliminary Ashes squad. I think if there's an injury, I think he'll be the one what comes in. He bowls a heavy ball. Wood, I'm really excited about him. Reminds me of myself a little bit, the way he bowls. Skiddy, likes the ball full, likes the odd bouncer. So a very exciting prospect. Only concern I've got is with Broad and Anderson, them two have to be at the best for that attack to work with Stokes and Wood, because Stokes and Wood, where they bowl, is almost very inexperienced. They might take wickets, but they go for lots of runs. And you've got to be very careful what sort of attack you get to get put together for it to work in a test match. You need Broad and Anderson at the best, which they weren't in the New Zealand series. And on the spinning department, as we've seen, Rashid is very good at getting tail-enders out, but he doesn't really, for me, and I captained him, remember, for a few years at Yorkshire, he doesn't get top-order batsmen out that much. So that's a bit of a concern also.
And how key a role does Alistair Cook as captain have to play if England are going to win a game or two in the Ashes?
Well, he's going to be targeted. I think it's quite obvious. He's a good player, and I think England can play around Alistair Cook. He doesn't get the credit he deserves as a player, Alistair, and I think all teams target him because they know he does drop anchor there, and if he gets in, he gets a big one, and I think he'll be targeted very much so. But his technique, his positioning at the crease is as good as I've seen it for a couple of years. The way he played in the West Indies and against New Zealand, he's leaving the ball a lot better. His head's really, really still, and I think he'll have a good series, Alistair.
What about your home and down in Yorkshire? Pretty good, things going pretty well up there, certainly last year.
Yeah, I think it's going. I think Yorkshire were by far the most dominant side last year in county cricket. They have such a strong squad. They have a bigger squad than anybody else in the country. Probably the wage packets as well are a lot bigger than most counties. But this year, I think it's a big poster. You've got a few counties in Division 1 who are all got good size. Everybody's beating everyone. It might be a bit harder. Yorkshire would be still favourites to win the championship, but I think it'll be a lot bit harder this year than it was last year.
Yeah, especially if England keep picking all their players as well.
Yeah, it'd be interesting what happens with on the balance situation. He had a terrific season for England, but it's not gone so well for him in the Caribbean and against New Zealand. I think he might get the nod for that first test, but it'd be interesting if he doesn't get runs in that first test.
Dan, I'd like to finish with a few questions on your own career, if I can. If you had to pick out one or two really most memorable moments from your career, what would you choose?
There's a few. The most memorable one would probably be winning in Sri Lanka and Pakistan. We were the first team to do that, and I don't think it's been done since. We won in Sri Lanka after going 1-0 down, and we won in Pakistan after going 1-0 down. We won in the dark. Everybody will remember that test match. It was a terrific test match, 2001, in Karachi. And to beat them on their own grounds was an amazing series win. And then to do it to Sri Lanka as well was just the icing on the cake. So that's the first one. The second one would be when we, in the Ashes, when we got bowled out, we were getting thrashed, and we could have gone even further down the list. We were the worst team apparently ever to go to Australia. Then we came up again, we were 2-0 down in the third test, and then we came up in Melbourne, and they only needed 140-odd to win that test. And me and Dean Edley got 6 for in the second innings. I got 5 for in the first, and then I got the last 2 wickets to win that test match, which was an amazing feeling. To bowl them out for less than 440 was unbelievable. And then the third one, it'd have to be the next test match when I got the hat-trick, to get an hat-trick against Australia in Sydney. Was a terrific moment and personal highlight for me, and I'll never forget it. It was absolutely amazing.
And going right back to the very start of your career, Darren, or even before that maybe, how did it start for you? What was it about cricket that sort of grabbed you?
I was just good at it. Football was something I always wanted to do. I always wanted to be a footballer. I had a go at it. But cricket came along and I found the talent. I could bowl, swing the ball. I got quicker as I got to around 21, 22, start playing for England, and it was an amazing. It was great to play a sport at the highest level. I was lucky to be good enough to be better and stay at the top for such a long time. But it was an absolute blast, and I wish I could do it all again.